Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the phones we go, and I'm joined this afternoon by the gentleman we were just talking about in the Fitz News story. That is State Senator William Timmons. Senator, how are you today, sir? Oh, hang on just a second. I'm sorry. Didn't have the line completely pushed. And that was not bias on my part, Senator, that I inadvertently didn't get the button pushed. Yeah, good afternoon, Senator. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Your reaction to this Fitz News story today, where they accuse you of stoking the fires for a massive gas tax increase?
I mean, that's about as dishonest as any of the other tax coming my way. I fought against the gas tax the full debate, and the quote that is being used by Club for Growth literally cuts me off mid-sentence. I'm saying that if they want to raise gas taxes, that money has to be spent equitably across South Carolina. The whole point of the argument over the gas tax was that Leatherman and his buddies are using that money to whip votes with it from the Democrats. And that was the point I was making. It is a good, strong conservative point. And the fact that the Club for Growth is, again, being dishonest and misleading is ridiculous. And I just want to give you one point real quick.
Sure.
I disavow and I hate any misleading attacks against Senator Bright. He's a good man. I have been attacking him for our contrast. I am a successful business owner. He has not been a successful business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a career politician. He's been in office for 18 years. These are legitimate attacks that I can make that is differentiating me. It's not this nonsense about me loving Lindsey Graham or about me being not 100% pro-life or, whatever his attack is. I mean, this has just gotten out of hand. The people need to judge us for our record, not for this misleading, dishonest stuff. And honestly, Bob, it's beneath you. This is beneath you.
What is beneath me, Senator?
Do you think that I was not 100% against the gas tax?
I know that you voted against it, and I am merely sharing the opinion of a story in Fitz News. That's not my opinion. I was quoting their story. Now, you've been given an opportunity you've been given an opportunity to offset what they claim, and I think that's fair, and I think that balances the equation.
I think that when people do not have a degree of integrity in journalism, and I'm not saying it's you. You're obviously blaming it on someone else, but
well, I'm not blaming it. I'm factually explaining what I was sharing with the audience. I didn't write that. Fitz News did. If you have a problem with their bias, I suggest you take it up with them.
Well, I just think that there's a lot of misleading things going on, and you can point fingers at somebody else, but there's a responsibility to the voters of the 4th Congressional District to relay facts, not hyperbole and not misleading information.
That's why you have an opportunity to do exactly that in this conversation, Senator. That's why we have balance. Let me ask you a question. We have this last minute debate sponsored by the Greenville Tea Party scheduled for Monday night. Is it your intention to not appear at that?
I'm going to the debate tomorrow night with the Greenville News, and I went to the one on Monday. Those both had unbiased groups putting them on. Presley Stutz has given more lies to this community than I can even count. And, Tara and you are not unbiased. Y'all are advocating for Senator Bright, and you're doing it in a dishonest way. And I'm not going to show up and get railroaded by a group of people who are not out for the truth. The truth is that I am the best candidate to replace Trey Gowdy. The truth is that I'm the successful business owner. He's the failed business owner. I'm the effective senator. He's the failed senator. He got sent home from Columbia because he was causing a ruckus and not getting anything done and just offending everyone. That's not what we need in Washington. And the fact that y'all are not giving this a fair shake is just is disappointing.
How are we not giving it a fair shake, Senator? Let me explain something to you. Number one, I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host, although I try and be unbiased in a political campaign. I don't do endorsements. But wouldn't you agree, Senator, that if a talk show host agrees with a position that a politician takes and approves of those positions and says so on the air, is that representing bias?
When you repeat dishonest, misleading information, that is part of the problem. I voted against every single point of the gas tax.
And the Fitz News story does make that point, Senator, and I concluded reading their story by saying that you did vote against the gas tax. So it was not an unbiased presentation. We balanced it with the fact that you did vote against the gas tax, for which, by the way, you are to be commended because you are one of the few that did that.
Well, how about the balance of me not actually supporting any of Lindsey Graham's policies that y'all disagree with? I gave him a check because he was running for president, and Ambassador Wilkins asked me to. And all that you and all that Tara talk about and all that Lee Bright talks about is that I'm for amnesty. I have never once in a million years said that I'm for amnesty because I'm not. So that is being regurgitated again and again. It's not factual. It's misleading. It's dishonest. How about that I'm not 100% pro-life? The National Right to Life gave me a perfect score, and I thought it was gut-wrenching, fight in the Senate this year.
Yes, it was. And the Bright campaign or other dark money people who are spending in the campaign to advertise may have made that charge. I have never made that charge myself. So there's a clear distinction there.
Senator Bright's campaign, Lee Bright for Congress, is sending out mailers saying things that are factually inaccurate and misleading.
Well, of course he is, Senator. I mean, if they are factually inaccurate, of course he's going to be attacking you. It's a political campaign.
That's the problem with politics. We got to stick to the facts. We got to stick to the issues, and we shouldn't be lying and making people believe things that aren't true. I'm sticking to the facts, and I think everybody else should. And I'll tell you this, if Washington is trying to come in here with their special interest dollars and say things that aren't true, I am against them, not only if they're about me, but if they're about him.
Let me see if I can destroy a distinction, Senator, before we conclude the conversation, which has to be momentarily because the news is coming up. You mentioned Presley Stutz and the Greenville Tea Party as being an exemplar of bias. Is the reason you're not doing the event on Monday night, is it because of the Tea Party's involvement, or is it because of the involvement of Tara and myself? Because we did ask tough questions of you in the last debate, and you answered them. But we also asked tough questions of every other candidate on that panel, Senator.
Bob, I'm not complaining about your questions to me. I thought that the last debate was very reasonable.
Yeah.
I have no problem with any questions y'all ask.
Okay.
My problem is that Tara has now 100% endorsed Lee Bright. Presley has now 100% endorsed Lee Bright. And there have been continued repetition of either dishonest, misleading, or outright factually inaccurate information to try to sway the voters of the 4th Congressional District in his favor. And that's not right. It's not right if Washington does it. The special interest dark money is not right when they do it. It's not right when y'all do it. It's not right when anybody does it. So I think that the facts are the facts, and we had a great debate Monday night, and maybe we'll have another one tomorrow night. I'm not sure if Senator Bright's coming, but ultimately we got to stick to the facts. The problem in Washington is that they're not sticking to the facts. They're just pointing fingers, being loud, and calling each other names. And that is everything wrong with politics, and that's what I will try to fix if I'm the next congressman for the 4th Congressional District.
Okay, fair enough. I would just add, in conclusion, you realize that both Tara and myself do opinion programs, and we're paid to express opinions. If you disagree with those opinions, certainly I can understand you're feeling that way. You're a candidate in this race, and if the opinions being expressed by a talk show host are being critical of you, isn't it in a way kind of small? I mean, aren't you sort of saying, I don't like it because this girl on the radio is attacking me?
No, Bob. What I'm saying is, if you're attacking me for my record that is factual, knock it out. If you dislike the fact that I voted against the roads, the roads bill, every single opportunity, you are welcome to criticize me for that. If you have a vote that you want to look at and say, this was bad, if you have a policy you want to look at that I have taken, this was bad. But this nonsense, trying to make this about Lindsey Graham, trying to make this about me being pro-amnesty, trying to make this about me not being 100% pro-life, that's the problem. You got to attack me for my record. You got to attack me for facts. And not for hyperbole, not for lies, not for misleading information. Okay. I've been working so hard to help make Columbia better, and I'll work even harder to make Washington get back on track. So, I mean, I'm just saying we got to stick to the facts.
Okay, well, that's fair enough, and I appreciate your calling into the show today, Senator, because we want to give you an opportunity to balance the equation, and with this Fitz News story, I think you've adequately done that, and I appreciate your taking the time to call, and best of luck to you on Tuesday. Any chance of your changing your mind, joining us on Monday night for the debate?
I've already got a schedule conflict that has come up. We got a big gathering, and I will not be able to make it, but I hope Senator Bright can come tomorrow night to the Greenville News. And, again, I mean, I just don't think it's appropriate for everyone involved in the debate to have already endorsed a candidate 100% and be aggressively campaigning for them and then ask me to come and, you know, partake in the debate.
I haven't endorsed anyone, Senator. I don't do endorsements.
Well, Harris certainly has.
All right. Well, as if the Greenville Daily Worker does not have bias? Senator Timmons, you don't think they're a liberal left organization?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I disagree
you don't?
With a lot of the stuff they do, but we're both victims there.
Well,
I have a strong conservative record. They don't like me any more than they like him.
Well, I would hardly describe him as a bastion of conservative thought, but we'll just have to agree to disagree on that one.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that I'm going to be victimized the same way he is.
Well, and that would be the case on Monday night as well, wouldn't it?
No, because everyone on Monday night has taken a position on the race. But, again, I'm running late for a meeting.
Well,
I'm going to be working hard the next 6 days. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you. Senator William Timmons. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate you bringing it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.